97.9 FM, 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, bring you Side Dish with your host, Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Liz Cooper brings the Chapel Hill Carrboro community culinary insights from around the world. From local farming to nationally known book authors, Liz shares an array of culinary tips. Brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's Landmark Gourmet Emporium. Landmark Gourmet Emporium, great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Welcome to Side Dish. This is Liz Cooper, and I'm here today with Andy Shabbat from Blackberry Farms. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You doing okay?
Yeah, I am.
Good. So I'm sure lots of people have heard of Blackberry Farms, and we'll definitely talk about it shortly, but I'd like to get a little background from you as well. How you got started in the food and beverage business and what brought you to Tennessee?
Sure. So, let's see. So I grew up in New Hampshire. So Tennessee is definitely a ways away and it was never a place I thought I would end up. But, I had a number of jobs as a kid, but one of them was as a dishwasher, and I was at this small Italian restaurant in New Hampshire, where I worked with the owner and the owner's wife, and really everybody was a small crew. Mm-hmm. And I moved from dishwasher to like salad cook, and eventually cooking on the line, and really had a good time at that restaurant. And I thought, well, this is a lot of fun. I think maybe I want to be in the food and beverage industry. And at that time, I thought I wanted to be a chef, because working in a small place like that, I thought, well, you do everything. And I kind of enjoyed that.
Right, right.
So, that was interesting. And I graduated, from high school, and I thought, well, I'll go to culinary school. And, I looked at a few in up and around the Northeast, mm-hmm. and Necky and such, and actually ended up deciding on the CIA in Hyde Park, New York.
It's a great school, yeah.
It's an awesome school, and great experience, and it really was, impressive at the time, and still is.
Yeah.
And, and I got there, and I started, going through the courses and the classes, and, meeting other people from other walks of life, and I kind of realized that everyone had these different goals. Not everyone wanted to do everything. Some people just want to be a chef, and they're, pastry chefs, and there are some people that were interested more just in the hospitality of it, and some people that, were just there because they had nothing else to do.
Right. It's a great point, though. I think people think of culinary school and it's only being a chef and it's only running a kitchen, and there's really so much more available.
Well, there really is, and it was eye-opening to me, when I got there and I saw, all the alumni and just where everybody had taken it. Yeah. And, and at the CIA at the time, and I think they still do, we take some wine classes.
Yeah,
and that was really interesting to me. Had never had much of a wine culture growing up. I thought it was very interesting, and I learned quite a bit. And then we went through what we call Restaurant Row, which is where you work in the front and the back of the house of the restaurants on campus. Yeah. And the front of the house aspect really intrigued me. It was fun talking to people and sharing, how everything was prepared, and really just not being in the kitchen and burning yourself and everything.
Right.
But
and there's several restaurants on property there. Is there not at the CIA?
At the CIA, there were four when I was there. I think there are still four restaurants plus the cafe.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the time, we worked in two of them. I worked in a sort of a health-focused restaurant called St. Andrew's Cafe, and then also worked in a Escoffier kitchen, which is a classic French one.
Right.
It's a really interesting place. And I went from there. I went to the Little Nell in Aspen.
Oh, wow.
To be a cook and, line cook. And Aspen was a tremendous time, and I loved it. I had a good time being a line cook there, and I loved everything about it. But it looked like the people in the front of the house were having more fun than me.
I would agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, dressing up and drinking wine and not burning themselves, and then,
right.
They had more immediate gratification, I think.
Yeah, it's a different kind of stress, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And at the time, it looked just like fun. But
I
decided that, the front of the house was where I should be, so I went back to the CIA and got a second, degree in restaurant management, beverage management. Mm. And After that, I moved down here to Tennessee, knowing that I had loved the level of the Little Nell that at the time was Relais Chateau, and it is again. And I just love the quality, but I want to be back in the East Coast.
Right, right.
So I looked at a few properties and ended up falling in love with this property in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I thought I would give it a few years. You know, I joined up just as a waiter. Pretty much it's the best thing to do in a restaurant is start at the bottom.
Sure, sure.
And it kind of worked up, you know, to an assistant restaurant manager. And then the wine program here is very young. The owner was running it. And it had been a dry county about 3 years previous to when I showed up.
Right.
So the owner was building this wine program, but also taking over the business from his family. He let me kind of start helping him, you know, do inventory, move boxes, work on the wine list. And and we got along well, and our tastes were very similar as far as wine and food. And so, you know, eventually I was able to take over the wine program here, which has been great, and, and you know, we've grown the program from at that time 15,000 bottles to now about 155,000 bottles.
That's such an impressive seller. I mean, you've obviously moved from the waiter to director of food and beverage. That's
it's been a great ride, you know.
That's
and
fantastic.
After the wine program, you know, my kitchen background helped me be able to work with the kitchen and you know, take over that whole program. So it's definitely been a fun ride, and you know, great opportunities, kind of being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's I've always wanted to go, and I hear wonderful stories. And one of these days, I'm going to show up there.
Well, yeah, just show up at the doorstep. We'll take you in.
I have family in Nashville, so it's I have a better excuse now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but I've heard wonderful things at the store at Southern Season. We have lots of our guests have gone there and really enjoyed the. Enjoy the wine dinners and the programs that you have there. Yeah, always good to hear. So we'll talk a little bit more about the program and some of the accolades that you guys have had. But most recently, you just the James Beard for Outstanding Service.
So that was, you know, to be honest, that was a surprise for me. and I know we all work hard. We all do, you know, great things.
Sure.
But this was the second time we had ever been nominated for the Service Award. One time was like 10 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And this year, you know, I just thought maybe it wasn't our turn.
Right.
So I was really excited and surprised when they called our name. You know,
that's
and it's fun. You see, it's one of the national awards for the James Beard Foundation. So you see, you know, San Francisco and New Orleans and Chicago and Wallen, Tennessee.
Right.
you know, it's kind of like, you know, where is this place?
Where do
like,
these
how is
people
this
come
possible?
From? Yeah. So is it, do you do an actual service presentation for the awards or
no. No, so the way the James Beard Awards work these days is that at first, sometime around December, there's an online vote which anyone can vote for, you know, their favorite restaurants in all these categories, and one of them being service.
I'm actually going to stop you there. I let time get away from us. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that because I'm really interested in how that works.
Okay.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, brought to you by Southern Season. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, and we are talking today with Andy Shabbat from Blackberry Farms, the Director of Food and Beverage. So, Andy, I cut you off as we were discussing the James Beard Award for Outstanding Service.
Yeah.
So if you will continue, we talked about it being starting out as a popular vote and then how it progresses from there.
Yeah, exactly. So from the popular vote, which is online where anyone can go online, you know, and vote for their top restaurant or chef in a number of categories, they take the top 20 from that vote. And then anyone who is a James Beard voter, just somewhat secretive, they don't really broadcast who's a voter, but past winners and a number of prominent people in the food and beverage industry are voters. And they vote on those 20, and then they cull it down to the top five, or sometimes six if there's a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, there's another vote. All the voters get to vote again, and they take that top five and they select one, but they don't reveal who that one is until the award ceremony, which happens in the beginning of May.
So you're all the people that have been nominated are down to the last five are actually at the ceremony then?
Generally, yeah. You don't have to go, but it's really fun to go.
Yeah.
And it's a big party.
And
it really does seem like the Oscars, because you have they announce the category, then the nominees, then they call you up, and if you're lucky enough to go on stage and
that's fantastic.
And receive an award. It's really an honor. It's really a fun thing.
I think it's a great honor. And so did you have your whole team there, or was it just you? I saw pictures of you and your wife.
To be honest, this year it was myself and my wife, and then Sam Bell, the owner, and his wife.
Oh, fantastic.
It was a bit of a surprise to me that we won. And in years past, we've taken, the whole team and everything.
Right.
But the other thing is the restaurant has to keep going.
Yeah.
Well, we're gone since we're open every day.
Exactly. Well, and this is not really your first foray here. I mean, you guys won Outstanding Wine for the Barn in 12 and 14. Is that right?
And we won it, 15. So we won Outstanding Wine in 14.
Yeah.
And Best Chef Southeast in 2013.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's been a fun few years.
Yeah.
And before that, we'd been nominated for Wine and Best Chef a number of times. So we've gotten to go to the party quite a bit, and it's a lot of fun.
That's great.
A lot of good friends are always there.
That's fantastic. There's another award that I wanted to ask you about, which I think I love these things, the Good Food Awards. I know you guys have the creamery there, but also for your Honey Saison, is that a program that you're involved with as well, the beer?
Yeah, I'm somewhat involved in that. I certainly get to taste them, and we've worked on these projects through the years. But we have these great, we have great artisans really in every category. People who are enthusiastic about wine end up working in the wine, industry here. If you're enthusiastic about making cheese, you might end up making cheese or charcuterie or if you like collecting honey, beekeeping is a big activity in these areas. So we have a great person here who does that.
So you have your own, I don't know what you call beekeepers?
Yeah, we have a beekeeper. And we collect honey. That's, I think, very exciting. There are two people really that work with the bees, Jeff Rabinowitz, who also manages all of our housekeeping and back-of-house lodging, and then Shannon Walker, who makes all of our preserved items. So they both work with the bees. And we have a great beer program, our Saison one, as you mentioned, which is a Belgian farmhouse style ale, which
one of my favorites. I really enjoy them.
I'm not a huge beer drinker, but I can drink a huge amount of that beer.
Yeah. That's good. I always find after a day with a lot of wine, the very first thing I want is a cold beer.
It's funny, all wine people, you go and do events and everything, all they want to do is go out and get a beer.
Yeah. I'm definitely in that crowd.
Yeah.
Definitely in that crowd.
So the Good Food Awards, we've actually won a couple over the last couple of years, but this year was great because a number of our artisans each got featured and each won. Our cheese, our Saison, the honey. It's really exciting to see different different parts of what we call the larder where all of our preservation is done.
So can you give a little bit of an overview for if somebody for some reason has not left their house and is not familiar with Blackberry Farms, a little bit about what you guys are? I mean, I know it's a Relais Chateau property and it's an inn, but if you can give people sort of a quick overview of what you guys have to offer.
It's a lot of things, but, it really is a destination resort first and foremost, in my opinion. And, we have, it is a working farm as well, so we have gardens where we have a master gardener and a team saving seeds and growing incredible heirloom vegetables that do make it into the restaurant. They also make it into a lot of our preserves. That's where we use a lot of our produce that we grow. Because it might be eggplant season and you get 1,000 eggplant, you can't use them all, so you preserve some of them. So we have the garden program. We have a number of activities. We have clay course shooting, horseback riding, fly fishing, a wonderful spa called the Well House, which has won a number of awards in its own right. We have a number of activities for families, especially with families with kids that
Sure.
We call Camp Blackberry, where we have a number of activities for children to enjoy and parents to enjoy. And, and then you can kind of, you know, split up and do your own thing. So that's a big part of what we do. Cycling is big here. We do a number of cycling and wellness events, as well as food and wine events throughout the year.
So restaurant-wise, is it several?
There are two. Two restaurant buildings on property. Okay. So one is called the main house and one is called the barn.
Right.
And the main house is where breakfast and lunch are served. It's more what I would call traditionally Southern food. You know, you get your sausage, your biscuit and gravy, grits, that kind of cuisine.
Yeah, pretty classic.
And then the barn restaurant is definitely Southern in its ingredients, but a little more light and sort of elegant in its presentation. And that restaurant's open at night. And recently we opened in the bar area of the main house a restaurant called the Dogwood.
Oh, great.
Which is open for dinner, and it's more casual, kind of come-as-you-are, heartier cuisine, larger portions, and just a little more relaxed.
Yeah, just
you know, you might not
want to
dress
option.
Up yeah. every night of your stay and have a multi-course meal.
That's
you
great.
Still
and
want
so
great food.
You find that a lot of the products that you cultivate on the farm go into the dining facilities
I would say almost all of the products that we cultivate on the farm either go into our preserves or into the food on our plates.
Mm-hmm.
But we also bring in food from other local farmers just because we can't grow and we can't grow enough.
Right.
You know, and also we can't, you know, really grow enough variety to have enough of everything. So
fantastic.
We work with, there's a great family, the Zavelles in Knoxville, that are great farmers, and we get a good amount of wonderful produce from them.
That's wonderful. We're going
to
take
another.
So
we do try to keep it, you know, local. We have a great person who raises chickens, and we get eggs from them. Although we do have chicken and quail on property, we get eggs from.
Fantastic.
It's not enough.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to take another quick break here. You're listening to Side Dish with Liz Cooper, and we're speaking with Andy Shabbat from Blackberry Farms. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, and we're speaking with Andy Shabbat today from Blackberry Farms. Andy, we were just kind of running through the whole program of what Blackberry Farms has to offer. And I know you have some wonderful wine dinners and food and wine pairing events. Anything that you guys have coming up here in the next months, end of June, beginning of July?
Yeah, you know, we have a few.
Yeah.
I think at the end of June, we have one called The Tie That Binds, which is a mother-daughter event with Alabama's Shannon, who's a great artist. From Alabama, teaching, you know, mothers and daughters how to kind of one bond, but also make great garments, and wine will be part
cool.
of that for the parents. So that's kind of always fun. And then, you know, through the summer, we kind of lay off of the wine events because it is really family time.
Mm-hmm.
But as we get in toward the end of August, there's one called the Smoky Mountain Table, where it's really focused on foraging and working in the garden, and that is always, I think, a wonderful event where
I like
all
the idea
of
foraging.
Kind of are doing a their thing, and you're learning all about that. So.
Yeah, that sounds great. So when you do these, are you generally pairing the wines, or do you have a staff that sort of puts that together?
Yeah, generally I do the wine pairing myself. When there are. You know, and I work with our chefs and the guest chef, and, you know, we talk about it, but I generally kind of do the pairing.
Yeah.
And we have an event called Yo, 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 which is with Master Sommelier Richard Betts and Hugh Atchison, and that's going to be fun because I think tequila is going to be a big part of that event.
Right, and they are both pretty wild couple of gentlemen.
Yeah, and great, you know, food and wine pairers themselves. So
absolutely.
I'll probably take a bit of a backseat there, just offer, you know, advice on how events flow more than anything.
Sure. That sounds like a great one. I love the name, Yo, Yo, Yo.
Yeah.
So as far as the selection, you know, we talked about being Southern-based as far as the food goes. For your wine selection, just very quickly, do you have sort of a philosophy on how you choose, or do you mix it up?
We mix it up. I think overarchingly, we do try to focus on Burgundy and Rhone varieties.
Mm-hmm.
They work beautifully with our cuisine. And we take those from all over the world. And that is, you know, a focus. Beyond that, smaller family-run operations, because that's what, you know, Blackberry Farm is. It's a family-run business, and we just love the relationship that we can talk about and support.
That's fantastic. Well, we're at the point, it's the hot seat question. So here we go. You're invited to a dinner party, and you get to sit between any two people of your choosing. You don't have to serve at this party. You can just sit and enjoy it.
Just sit and enjoy it. Okay.
Exactly. So alive or dead, famous or not famous, who would you choose to sit between?
Let's see. I think, you know, I have an uncle whose name is David that was a chef and was doing great things, but passed away kind of young in his life. And he was an influence on me, I think. And he certainly was one of my favorite people.
Oh,
and I would love if he were there as one of them, just because he was always a fun person.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest, I've never gotten a chance to sit down with this other person. I think Bill Murray would be a hoot to have
a
meal
great
with.
Idea.
It would be interesting, at least.
Yeah, you know? And I hear he's a pretty funny cat.
I'm sure that's the case. But, you know, I think that'd be cool.
Great. So, Andy, can you quickly give us, if there's an informational website where people can find you guys and quickly where you're located?
Absolutely. So the website is www.blackberryfarm.com. So that's farm without an S. So that's kind of the best place to join up. There's also a website called friendsofthefarm.com where you can get kind of first information on events and that type of a thing. And then as far as, you know, just basic contact, you can get it all there. But you can dial the number 800-557-8864. That will get you to our, you know, reservations and information area.
Fantastic. Well, Andy, it was a pleasure speaking with you. It goes by so quickly.
It does.
I really
Thank
enjoyed
you,
it. And we'll hopefully maybe talk to you again soon.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
We're listening to Side Dish, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, brought to you by Southern Season. Join us again next week for another interview.